This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This next clip we're going to play probably should be under what they should have said. And it's Senator Mullins asking Bernie Sanders about his wealth. And the clip is about 3 minutes long, and Bernie tries to pivot, so that's what you're going to notice the most. But I'm going to tell you what he should have said after you listen to this, because it bugs me again. Why do the Republicans not have enough presence to ask the very simple question? By the way, welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Pretty soon you're going to get an email asking us, do you want to participate in our various activities? I mean, have a role, producer, executive producer, director, etc., in various productions. And we're going to be putting stuff that's available to you for free, and then there's going to be some really cool stuff you'll want to see that's behind the firewall. And I'm going to... The announcement will come out. Be sure you're on our mailing list. Go to the Kevin Jackson Network and get signed up, and you'll get all this information. We got some stuff that's going to blow your mind. I'm happy about it. Anyway, let's play this clip. And this is Senator Mullins asking Bernie Sanders about his wealth.
Mr. Chairman, you yourself have been very successful. Rightfully so. Glad you have been. You've been in office for 28 years, and you and your wife have amassed a wealth of over $8 million. And in fact, your quote on being wealthy and being a millionaire was, well, if you write a bestseller, you can be a millionaire too. If you can be a millionaire, why can't Mr. Schultz and other CEOs be millionaires and be honest too? If that's the case, then why is it that Mr. Schultz, who actually creates jobs and a bestseller of a book, isn't creating any jobs? Why is it that he's corrupt and you're not? Why is it that all CEOs are corrupt because they're wealthy, and yet our chairman, who is wealthy, and I'm glad you are, you're not? Chairman, you are chair of the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. We shouldn't have a biased approach. We should have what's best for America and all those that want to thrive and work in it. And so while we politically disagree, Mr. Schultz, I applaud you for your success. And I applaud all the CEOs out there for their success and all the employees that work hard, that's in the same boat, that's making their companies great. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, let me respond. The senator did mention my name, I think. And I think you got an all-time record here. You've made more misstatements in a shorter period of time than I have ever heard.
Please correct
me. Well, if I'm worth $8 million, excuse me.
Go public.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right? Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
If I'm worth $8 million, that's good news to me. I'm not aware of it. That's a lie. All right? Number two.
We're in public records.
That's... You're probably looking at some phony right-wing internet stuff. It ain't true.
No.
All right, you should read beyond that. It is not true.
It's right? Public records.
And it is not public record.
Okay. Well, you made $1.7 million on your
public
book.
Public record.
You made $1.7 million on your book.
Excuse me. I've got the mic now. Number
two. Make
the I have
you
the mic now. I've got it.
Did you make that statement?
You had your time.
Okay.
All right? You're not telling the truth. Second of all, you got no evidence that I have ever said that all CEOs are corrupt. I have never, ever said that.
Probably not
further,
all, but every time
probably
you talk
not,
about CEOs, you
shouldn't
say that.
Say it. Furthermore, what this hearing is about is whether or not you talk about being pro-union. Really. What this hearing is about is whether workers have the constitutional right to form a union. The evidence is overwhelming, not from me. But for the National Labor Relations Board is that time after time after time, despite what Mr. Schultz is saying, Starbucks has broken the law and has prevented workers from joining unions to collectively bargain for decent wages and benefits.
Now, if you're like me, you were frustrated a little bit, right? You're happy that he's calling Bernie Sanders out because he's saying, you're the best, you know, you're the most, you're the wealthiest socialist I know. The problem is he made some critical errors. He says, it says you're worth $8 million. Well, they always give a range. And then he tried to come back. It was, well, your book deal was worth $2.7 million. You got $2.7 million on your book. What he should have said is, Bernie, you're a millionaire. You used to talk about the millionaires and the billionaires. And suddenly, you only talk about the billionaires. You want to know why, Bernie? Because America made you into a millionaire. So, I don't care whether you're worth $2 million or you're worth $20 million. You are a millionaire. And what that means is you're a hypocrite. Because you chastise people for becoming part of the rich. What are you now, Bernie? And oh, by the way, when have you given up your money? I guarantee you, I can bring in some of these intersectional people. Bernie, have you run into any black folks that might want some of that good old-fashioned booty you got there, baby? And then he made the other mistake. You said all CEOs. Absolutes. Speaking in absolutes. You said CEOs. If he just said, you said CEOs don't deserve what they get. And Bernie says, I didn't say CEO. Yeah, you did. I didn't say all CEOs. I didn't say you said all CEOs. That's why you don't talk in absolutes. But he had him. And then Bernie pivots. What we're here to talk about is the profiteering and the unionization of Starbucks. And say, Bernie, it's funny that you, a person who's never built a company, is ready to go to bat, you know, based on what you think this company should have. You know nothing about building a company. Do you not? Bernie, let me ask you this. Have you ever built a company? No. If you built a company, should I come in and tell you how to run it? Yes or no? And if he says yes, say, spoken like a guy who's never built a company. You don't know whether my employees are happy, unhappy, or whatever. You just think they need to unionize. Why? Because somebody complained? Bernie, let me ask you this. Is there anything that you've ever done where somebody didn't complain? You follow me, people? This is how you get people to spin in the death spiral of leftism. How many votes have you been a part of that were 100% in the Senate? How many? What were they on? Somebody's going to complain about something. Does that mean I got to unionize? Does that mean I have to address the complaint? You want to know how I address the complaint? I say, there's a job out there waiting for you. Go get it. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Another day of crazy news, folks. And on this show, we explore the idiocy of leftism. And I don't think of it as a political ideology. I think of it would be like saying I explore the brains of a psychopath. I mean, somebody's got to study this. I'm not charging you. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Talk about Biden getting some bragging rights, and it's only fitting that I'm talking about this story in the era of stupidity, the era of the worst president in American history, the era where Bidenflation is considered good. I mean, if you look at the Biden from a economic and a financial model, there is nothing you can point to that would lend you to go, oh, well, these are amazing times to be living under Biden. There's no algorithm that will make you go, oh, man, that guy was brilliant. He was genius. Only when Biden pivots back to Trump's policies is anything even remotely successful. And you can't even say there's been no pivot back. Most of the things that Biden has done could be considered so destructive that not only should he be impeached, he and many of his administration should be imprisoned. But that's another story for another day. This comes from Red State. They said, average American IQ has declined for the first time in nearly 100 years. A new study has found that the intelligence quotient of the average American citizen is now on the decline for the first time in nearly 100 years. And he writes again, is it any wonder? Of course there's no wonder. We can start with the left's insidious drive to dumb down public school education, curricular standards, and elimination of minimum graduation requirements, all in the name of promoting so-called equity and inclusion. Now, we've had this discussion many times on diversity, stupid concept to be talking about in America. Equity, stupid concept. There's nothing about equity or equality that we should be talking about because you can't achieve either. And inclusion. You know how you include yourself, how you become inclusive? Make yourself invaluable. Make yourself so needed that you're the last one to go. That's the way you become inclusive in anything. Oh, Kevin, we don't like black people around here. I just solved that problem. You know, Kevin, I'm starting to warm to you black folks. You know, solve a problem. I don't care what it is. Show me your hardcore racist. Give me his problem. I'll solve his problem. And when you present me to him and say, by the way, this is a guy that solved your problem, you know what that racist is going to do? He's going to go, sheesh, seriously? Yeah. And you know what else? That dude didn't ask what your political ideology was. He didn't care that you were a racist. You had a problem? He solved it. What's he going to do? Let me tell you something, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. That is the way I have lived my life. When you talk about being a warrior, if you think I'm naive and I don't recognize when somebody has a preconceived idea about whatever, that's just foolish. I'm a bright guy. I understand it. But you know what else I understand? I understand that solving problems makes people go, I don't care what my thoughts were, that dude fixed my problem. Fix a second one. Give me your racist. Give me his problems. Give me his top three problems. If I fix them, I fix his racism. I know this for a fact. Anyway, he says, as it was called in saner times, the soft bigotry of low expectations. That is why we become more stupid. Let me tell you, personal story. My son comes home, I think when we were forced to teach him, I think it was eighth grade. I looked at the curricula of various subjects and went, you've got to be kidding me. This is the worst stuff I've ever seen. And we started learning stuff, and my son will tell you right now, I don't do anything without him having to go back and understand the history of it, the history of maths, everything. If you're going to study geometry, I want you to know, you better know about Euclid, non-Euclidean geometry. You're going to get a whole litany of stuff you have to know. You're going to study algebra. You're going to go back to the time of the Muslims and understand who invented it and why they invented it. What problem was it solving? How does it apply to other maths? And so on and so forth. You got to know the origins. And he fought me kicking and screaming, I don't understand why. I had him write papers. I said, you're going to understand metaphor and simile and alliteration and all these different tools you use for writing. You're going to understand that there's clinical writing and then there's entertainment writing. They all have a purpose. You think you don't need to know how to write. That's ridiculous. You need to know. And what all born of, I trusted the system was teaching him stuff. Well, you know what? It wasn't. So he got homeschooled, and I tell this story proudly. I sent him to, we studied calculus in the eighth grade. He got back into ninth grade or whatever when they let him back into school. And the first thing the math teacher did was go, let's see where you guys are. And they give him a pop quiz, and he aced it. He said, Dad, kids were crying in class because they didn't know the material. I said, where'd you do your crying? Every day with me. And then when he went to school, he knew it. And I asked him, how'd you feel? He said, I felt amazing. Exactly. That's what I wanted you to feel. See, they want to dumb us down, especially black kids. They want them dumb. They want them to become social justice warriors because they don't want to teach. They said the study was published in psychology journal Intelligence, and it analyzed a time period between 2006 and 2018. And unsurprisingly, the study's authors noted that the greatest decline in IQ occurred among Americans between 18 and 22 and may be due to poor quality education. And the guy says, I know, try to control your shock and amazement. Indoctrination is not teaching. And believe it or not, they're teaching kids that getting the right answer in math is racist. According to the report, the findings could indicate that the caliber of education has decreased across the study's sample, and or that has been a shift in the perceived value of a certain cognitive skill, of certain cognitive skills. So the guy asked, why not both? So we have to ask ourselves, what's changed? Did teenagers and young adults simply get dumber for no apparent reason? Or can we point with specificity to the dumbing down of public education and the declining educational quality of teachers who first believed that mixing their personal politics into their classroom instruction was reasonable and that the fully blown woke was a moral requirement? That's where we are. Lowest IQ in 100 years. Joe Biden presiding over that. Kidding.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says early in his career he was asked fellow judges about gifts from personal friends and was told they need not be reported. But with rules changing, Thomas says he will report such gifts in the future. The White House is liking the news that unemployment is down and job creation is up. The March jobless rate is 3.5%. The economy created 236,000 new jobs last month. President Biden says his economic agenda has powered a historic economic recovery. The price of gas is up again. AAA pegs the national average at $3.58 a gallon, up 17 cents from this time last week. A new survey finds just under half those asked approve of the charges filed against former President Trump in New York City. The Reuters Ipsos poll shows 49% believe it was the right decision. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Who influences you? It's a good question. I mean, we have Madison Avenue that just bludgeons us with, you know, ideas, concepts, ads. But who really influences you? I believe that Kim Kardashian does influence a lot of young women who want to look like her. I don't think there's any argument about that. I don't think, for example, AOC has nearly the influence that people say she has. I think people see her as a dope. But Kim Kardashian can move the needle. But does Charles Barkley or Stephen Curry make you want to eat a Subway sandwich? And I know I talked about this a while back where I said they can bring attention to a product, which I guess is what they're getting paid for. And maybe that is the name of the game, right? If you can get me to look at it, even though you may not be able to influence me, you can put a worm in my brain. But then who is influenceable? I remember I played a clip from that guy, Russell Brand, and he said 40% of the people are influenceable easily. Wait, what did he say? I forget, but it left like a percentage in the middle that everybody was fighting for. And they were the most, he said you could hypnotize this group. They were easily hypnotized one way or the other. But there was a group that could kind of go either way. And that's who everybody was sort of after. I know I screwed that up, but maybe we could find a cut. I didn't ask my producers to get the cut ready, so I'm not going to ask them to play it. But it does make me wonder about this level of influence. And I'm going to tell you something. When I see Steph Curry used to advertise Q50 Infinity, or the Infinities. And I wrote a note to Infinity and said, if you use Steph Curry, I'm not buying a new one, another Infinity. Hillary Clinton is advertising something on American Airlines. I could hear it. I heard her voice. I knew it was her voice. And it irritated me. Now, if you're a person who hasn't gone any direction, like take Kevin Hart. He was doing some credit card. A betting service. And I don't gamble, not much anyway. So it didn't matter. But I remember thinking, okay, well, he's refreshing. I don't really know his politics. So maybe I'll take a look. Now, that being said, I'm political now. If I go advertise something and people find out about me, they probably don't want to, oh, he's Mr. Conservative. But honestly, if I'm going to advertise something, it's because I use it, I like it, and I do want people to have it. So I hope people would use it and just go, man, the dude was passionate about it. He really liked the product. But I will tell you, I look at these commercials, I see what these people make in endorsements, and I ask myself,
Why are they making millions of dollars to do an endorsement when it doesn't move the needle? I can't imagine somebody looking at an Infiniti Q50 or one of the vehicles and saying, oh yeah, the reason I'm here is because of Stephen Curry. Now, brand awareness, maybe, but even with that, would you pick Stephen Curry? I would pick somebody a little classier. You know, I remember when Tiger Woods was doing Buicks. I love Tiger Woods, but I didn't go out and buy a Buick. He was in that the SUV. And I remember thinking, this is a nice car. I don't know that I want one. Now, but it did raise my visibility, so I'm not trying to discount it. But I am saying, is it really worth it? And I bring it up because I saw this story, and I couldn't believe it. Here it is. German lifestyle brand Adidas to end fashion partnership with American singer Beyoncé after years of disappointing sales for her Ivy Park clothing brand. By the end of the year, Adidas will end its contract with Beyoncé Knowles Carter. The move was made because of the singer's underperforming clothing line. A 50% drop in sales was reported for the company in 2022. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know whether Beyoncé would have experienced this drop had she not been controversial, or whether she got overpaid for what she was doing and she would have experienced a drop because I don't think they put a whole lot into it. But she's experiencing a drop. And I'm not going to even go as far as to tell you, oh, guys, let's get excited. It's a trend. It isn't like the drop in you know, like all these award shows where we can look at the trends and say, these numbers are going down, down, down. And even big sports programs. I know there's some outliers these days. They had a good NBA final season or whatever in the Super Bowl. But for the most part, sports watching is way down. And I believe Beyoncé lost a lot of market share because of her woke attitude, because of her ethnocentrically black attitude, which precludes her line from or white people from saying, yeah, I think I'll take a listen or a look or whatever. And I don't follow her music, so it's tough for me to make a commentary on it and be critical. And I know she and her husband, Jay-Z, are very popular. But I always look at these things and ask myself, is this the beginning of a trend of sorts? What are we seeing here? They said, Ivy Park is a woke collection that features inclusive sizing and gender neutral styles. Ivy Park has been losing money for Adidas, and Beyoncé has paid around $20 million a year. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, you remember when we talked about Victoria's Secret? Well, maybe some of you don't because you're racist and you don't listen to the program all the time. You're racist! I remember when I brought up Victoria's Secret, who is now going woke. I didn't go to the store, but I was at a mall. I looked in, and sure enough, they had big girl mannequins. You know, Victoria's Secret was sort of the, I don't know how to describe it, but I'll give you the male perspective. It was what every woman dreamed she could be. And what some of them, whether they could achieve it or not, say, you know what, even if for a moment I'm going to make myself, I don't know, physically more attractive than what I may very well be. Now, people may take that the wrong way. Kevin, we're all beautiful in our own way. And, you know, everything is beautiful in its own way. Okay, but the truth is, there are things, I'm gonna put it out there. A lot of people are not going to believe what I'm about to say. And I want you to, I don't want any mail. I don't want anybody, you know, writing to me or whatever. I mean, you can write to me on other things, but don't write to me about this, okay? Because I just want to put this out there.
I'm not the most handsome guy in the world. I know some of you are going to fight me on this. I get it. Especially the ladies. And ladies, your guys won't even be mad at you because they believe it too. Okay? But I'm not. I'm not the most handsome dude in the world. And so, in realizing this, I realize that that I could actually aspire to be Brad Pitt. Let's just go with Brad Pitt. I happen to be happy with myself, but I do realize I'm not a Brad Pitt. And that's okay. I've done okay. I've got my trophy wife. I've got my trophy kids. I'm good. But it's okay if somebody said, hey, come into the Brad Pitt store and you can relive the roles Brad played and, you know, his couture and all that. There might be a lot of guys shopping in there. Some of them big boys will know they're not Brad Pitt, but they want to feel like it. And you know what Victoria's Secret did? They stole that away from the women. They said, I know I'm not a size 2, 4, whatever. I know I'm not going to go down the runway or do a beach photo shoot, but I can live vicariously through these women. And they destroyed it. They call it body shaming. You ever, when you were young, did you ever want to look like Charles Atlas? If you were old, you really old, right? That was the guy, Charles Atlas. Maybe you wanted to be a bodybuilder, so you aspired to be one of the guys on Men's Fitness or the next Arnold Schwarzenegger or whatever. Well, that was okay. It's not body shaming. It's body visualization. We talk about it in psychology. Why can't you visualize what you want to be? Right now, I would like to visualize myself about 20 pounds lighter. Okay, 25. I ain't gonna lie. But I'm not. Anyway, Beyonce, losing business, losing her contract. It's not like she needs the money, but interesting news in my opinion. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
This may be one of the most underreported news stories, and it has to do with Sam Bankman-Fried of FTX, and it has its tentacles in China. FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried was charged with directing $40 million in bribes to one or more Chinese officials to unfreeze assets related to his cryptocurrency business in a newly rewritten indictment unsealed. This was a week ago. The charge of conspiracy to violate the anti-bribery provisions of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act raises to 13 the number of charges Bankman-Fried faces after he was arrested in the Bahamas in December and brought to the U.S. soon afterwards. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Okay, a kid who duped all these athletes and entertainers and, of course, all the lefties into believing he was something he wasn't. What did he do? He qualified to get into MIT. He's obviously bright. Technically, they know how he ran the company. I mean, the lack of governance in this guy was incredible. It's almost unbelievable that he was allowed to get away with it, but we know where we are. Now, there's millions and millions, hundreds of millions. Maybe it's billions. Honestly, the story's so old, I don't remember the numbers. But here's what I do know. I know that the Democrats got over $40 million to deal with him. And then we learned this. He gave $40 million in bribes to one or more Chinese officials to unfreeze assets related to this scam that he was running. And the only thing that came to my head was, when are we going to learn that Hunter Biden was his business partner? Indirectly he was, wasn't he? When you think about how the Democrats use people like Sam, it works both ways. Bankman-Fried's got phony money. He says, okay, here's a bunch of money, man, and the Democrats load up to the trough. Look at this guy. Oh, my gosh. He's giving away money. And I remember when they released this story. Do you remember this? They went, no, he gave to Republicans, too. So he gives $40 million to Democrats, and he gives a couple thousand dollars to Republicans. That's even-handed in their opinion. Well, it was all fair. Can't you see? Yeah, I see it. I see the fairness. The same way I see the fairness in how you dealt with Trump and Russian collusion, how you dealt with Trump with this stupid Stormy Daniels deal, and how you deal with Hillary with her situation where we know she started the mess on Trump, how you dealt with Hillary when she had her secret server in her bathroom basement closet and gotten the slap on the wrist, how you dealt with Hillary when you found out that she had classified documents, information on her in her emails, how you dealt with Trump when you raided him for his classified documents, and you also raided his attorney when you wanted to get him. But with Biden, you didn't raid anybody, and oh, let's forget that he had classified documents and had no ability to declare them unclassified, which Trump did. I mean, I could go on. I could ramble on and rant the way I'm doing right now if you want me to. Or we could all calm down. Oh, man. It's unbelievable what we tolerate as conservatives. Look, if you want to stop tolerating this stuff, get in the game. Protect your war. Feed your warriors. Feed the people that are willing to get out there and do the dirty work for you. The companies like mine. Real quick shout out for the Backstage Club. Getting started. Get in. You're not going to lose anything. You'll get merch. You'll get access to different things we're doing. If I happen to be in your city, we're going to organize happy hours. I'm going to maybe come to some people's homes for dinner. Or we'll meet out for, as I said, a happy hour for dinner or for coffee. Things like that. If it's an event, you'll get to come backstage. We get to hang out. Green room, special stuff, whatever. Depends on the level you're at. And many of you, you know we're friends. So we're going to get together. But it doesn't mean you're going to take advantage of my friendship. Andy, I am coming to meet with you and Liz for dinner. All right, so just be aware of that, but I might charge you. We do this stuff all the time, but I want to make it available to more people. Believe it or not, I know this is hard for people to believe, but there are people who do like me and want to be around me. And it's more than just family. It's more than just a couple of friends. I have a zero ending birthday this year, and I'm telling you, it's so big, I have to go location to location. By the way, for those of you who want to throw me a big birthday bash, I'm open. If you say, Kev, we got it, we're going to throw you a big party, we're going to bring people, we'll invite people, if we can schedule it, I'll be there. Ruth, I already know you're plotting. I know Ruth's out there plotting. Ruth, she's 100 now, so... She's saying, if I'm going to pay for Kevin Jackson, that he's going to be here. I'm going to try to get to Florida, by the way, so we can have a gathering and maybe get some people together for my party, for a party that's in that area. Let me get back to this, what we were talking about, Sam Bankman-Fried. You know what got me thinking about this is Black Lives Matter getting $83 billion. I just can't get that number out of my head. If you said $83 million, I'd gone, wow, that's a big number, considering it's a terrorist organization. $83 billion. That's larger than African countries. I'm gonna do something on that. How large of a GDP that would be for African countries that went to one organization. We're going to do that. Back to Sam Bankman-Fried. They said FTX filed for bankruptcy on November 11th. They ran out of money after they had the equivalent of a bank run. He's remained free on $250 million personal recognizance bond. Let him stay with his parents in Palo Alto. This guy scraped together $250 million to make his bond. Now, a bond requires 10%. So he only got $25 million. Okay, I go back to what I've said many times. What did he produce? Nothing. Thin air. He pleaded not guilty to charges that he cheated investors out of billions of dollars. By the way, many people that are associated with him are getting sued. Who is it? I think Shaquille O'Neal is running from the people that are trying to serve him because he doesn't want to do it. Tom Brady, Jake Paul, the boxer, or the journeyman boxer, they're all running from this. So I don't want to recap everything that was going on with Sam Bankman-Fried. I just don't think that it's that big of a deal. But I think the big part of this is the bribe. He spent $40 million bribing Democrats to let him operate with impunity as he built people out of billions. And then he puts another $40 million to the Chinese. They said the indictment said the Chinese law enforcement authorities in early 2021 froze certain Alameda cryptocurrency trading accounts on two of China's largest cryptocurrency exchanges. They said it contained about $1 billion in cryptocurrency. The Chinese were onto this guy before the Americans were, and let me tell you why. Because the Chinese were like, y'all, you ain't paid us. You not paid us to get to do this. Joe Biden's been paid, so they let him operate up to 2022. They said Bankman-Fried understood that the accounts had been frozen by Chinese authorities as part of an ongoing probe of a particular Alameda trading counterparty. After Bankman-Fried failed several attempts to unfreeze the accounts through the use of lawyers and lobbying, Bankman-Fried ultimately agreed to a multi-million dollar bribe to try to unfreeze the accounts. The bribe payment of cryptocurrency, then worth about $40 million, was moved from Alameda's main trading account to a private cryptocurrency wallet in November of 2021, and the frozen accounts were unfrozen at about the same time. So it worked. We know the cost to get out of jail, to get out of a jam, is $40 million. If I'd only known that, I could have gotten out of a lot of jams back in the past. God. Man, the money that gets thrown around on the left, it just boggles my mind. I think about, you know, like Keith Olbermann when they said he was making $7 million to do that broadcast. What drivel? Rosie O'Donnell was making $7 million for her show. Has anybody looked to see what they pay, like these people on The View? And these? I bet it would absolutely shock you. Anyway, while all this was going on, understand, they weren't treating Bankman-Fried like he's some big criminal. This guy had access to smart devices. He had internet stuff. He had electronic devices. They gave him everything in jail. Do you think, have you seen jail on TV where everybody's lined up to get to that telephone that costs like $40 a minute? Have you seen TV? Bankman-Fried had none of that. And now he lives with his parents as a free man. Unbelievable.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.